Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What's that country song? Ooh, baby, let's go to Vegas. Oh, baby, we're going to Las Vegas for UFC 300, thanks to our title sponsor, the Fusion Fight League. But, hey, you don't have to go to Vegas for some incredible MMA fights, because tomorrow night in Great Falls, the Fusion Fights are there. And Fusion Fights, they do an incredible job, so you're going to have a great time. Man, because I am taking off for Las Vegas, we got the great David Noble filling in on the show tomorrow, so I'm trying to pack a lot in to this Thursday show for you. Went down the hall to fill up my cup of coffee here before the show, and I was like, holy cow, who's this guy here? We got like a former D1 football player looking dude in the hallway. Well, he's the new colonel in charge of the Montana Highway Patrol, Kurt Sager. Colonel Sager, hey, great to have you here in studio.
Thanks for having me.
Congrats on the new assignment, the new promotion now to the head of the Montana Highway Patrol. It's got to be pretty humbling, I imagine.
It is. It's an honor, but a humbling experience for sure.
You've had a 21-year career, started in Circle, Montana. How would you describe that 21-year career, growing up as a kid in Clyde Park to starting in Circle and now being at the top?
It's been a fast one for sure. It's been a great career, very enjoyable, very rewarding, and don't blink because it's gone in a hurry. You get to experience, you know, the best of Montana and deal with Montana citizens, and you know, you get the opportunity to impact people's lives positively. And you know, sometimes we deal with people on their worst day, but I think a lot of times that allows us to be a calm in the storm. And you know, people have come to depend on us for that, and I think we're very good at doing that and helping out. So it's been a great ride.
You talk about being a calm in the storm. I mean, when the roads are the worst, that's when your men and women are typically out there. They have to respond in the worst of conditions to some of the worst situations. But, man, right now, I mean, we've got a war on our hands, really, frankly, with the Mexican drug cartels and the open borders. What's happening here in Montana, meth and fentanyl, and your men and women are out there on the front lines, and they never know which car might be a cartel member or somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. We never really know what we're going to run into out there. And like you say, oftentimes we're called in the worst conditions. The snowstorms that come, we're always busy with that. Any kind of bad weather and you know, situations that are hazardous for everybody else, that's when we're oftentimes called to come in and help. And we are seeing a big influx of drugs into the state. You know, a lot of it historically was kind of passing through. Now a lot of it is staying. It's being delivered more locally, and that's obviously challenging. Many times when we run into it, you know, we're a long ways from anywhere. And as everybody knows, we have a lot of highways in Montana, a lot of distance between things, and we cover it all. So we're running into stuff kind of in the middle of nowhere, and have to know how to deal with those situations and safely, you know, navigate through situations and oftentimes deal with whether it be cartel members or whatever, on our own out in the middle of nowhere. It's a tough job.
That's right. The nearest backup may be 10, 20, 30 plus miles away from you, no matter what you're dealing with. Well, stand by. We've got Colonel Kurt Sager from the Montana Highway Patrol in the house, and Attorney General Austin Knutson joining us here as well. And then some more guests later on in the hour. Stand by.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to have Montana Highway Patrol Colonel Kurt Sager here in studio with us on Montana Talks. Yeah, Colonel, you know, talking about, you know, what I really see is we're in a war here in Montana, a war with the Mexican drug cartels and just drugs and fentanyl in general. What are some of the latest numbers that you're hearing? If I understand it, I think you guys just wrapped up. Attorney General Austin Knutson, in partnership with the DEA, just had a big summit, a Montana family summit. But, I mean, just the numbers, it seems like every time we get new numbers, we break yet another record with fentanyl or meth trafficking in the state.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a big increase in fentanyl. And, you know, fentanyl's not the only drug that we're seeing increases in. It's kind of just all drugs are increasing. And a lot of that goes along with population increase. People start bringing it in, and it becomes a hotter market where they can offload more drugs, and that is why we're seeing more of the drugs going locally. But some of the HIDTA numbers that we had from 2023 showed, you know, roughly 400,000 doses of fentanyl were seized in 2023, and that was 111% increase from 2022. And that's, you know, statewide HIDTA. We have some specialized interdiction teams that, you know, focus on criminal interdiction along with highway safety, but they target or look for drugs that are coming in. And this last year, 2023, they had they seized 21,500 doses of fentanyl, which was up from just about 5,000 doses in 2022. So obviously a drastic increase. And it seems like weekly we're getting several thousand fentanyl doses off of traffic stops, and that used to kind of be a little more of a rare occurrence, and now it's common. We're seeing those kind of numbers really consistently. Already this year, for the first quarter, we've seized 30,000 fentanyl pills and 162 grams of powder. So we're on that same trend this year to see higher numbers than we've ever seen, which is, it's disturbing.
Without giving away any trade secrets, how do you detect this? Is it mostly intelligence? Are there other tools in the toolkit to be able to detect the fentanyl and the meth, and if somebody's trafficking it across state lines, for example?
There's lots of tools. There's, you know, obviously sometimes there's intel. We do have canines that are drug detection dogs that help, and our troopers are just trained in recognizing signs of criminal behavior, and not necessarily specific to drug trafficking, but any kind of criminal behavior, you know, whether it be human trafficking or whatever else. You know, we really are trained in how to recognize the changes in behavior that allow us to look deeper and oftentimes find those drugs or that criminal activity.
Yeah. One of the biggest challenges for everybody kind of right now is manpower. And I know it's been a persistent challenge for the Montana Highway Patrol. Is you just need more men and women to join the ranks and to have the honor of wearing that uniform.
Yeah, we definitely have the kind of same manpower issues that most law enforcement across the country and in Montana are running into. It's just harder to get people to want to sign up and do the job. And, you know, we've got some very high cost of living areas in Montana that population is booming, and it's very expensive to live there. And it's hard to get people to go to those locations. It's really tough to make a living and be able to afford to live there, but we can't stop service. So that's definitely a challenge. And that's one of my biggest goals is getting us up full staff so that we can provide the service that we're sworn to do to the state of Montana, and hopefully, you know, kind of back off some of the workload that a lot of our troopers have, because a lot of our troopers across the state work very hard and are doing really probably more of a share than what I'd like to see, running from call to call and just never having a down moment, especially when bad weather hits or whatever else, and it becomes taxing.
That's right. What can we, the people, do other than spread the word about the fact that you're hiring? What can we do to help be spotters, be eyes and ears on the ground for the Highway Patrol here in Montana as well?
Well, you know, support of law enforcement, honestly, is one of the big benefits that we have in Montana. I think Montana citizens still really support law enforcement, which helps make the job stay appealing. You know, in other states, we're seeing some issues where law enforcement really isn't supported by their citizens, and it makes it really hard for somebody to want to sign up and do the job. It's not an easy job. You're oftentimes not dealing with the friendliest or the best scenarios. And
even the friendly people can get a little grumpy sometimes if they get pulled over.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, we're generally, we're trying to help, but that often doesn't come across as the friendliest thing. We always, you know, try to remain professional as much as we can, and we are just looking out for the best interest of everybody, but sometimes people don't see it that way.
Yeah. You know, since we're getting short on time, and I've got another guest coming up after the break, Marilyn and Lolo called in, and wondering if or at least has a comment about pot shops, the, you know, legalized marijuana. Is that contributing to this broader drug problem and this increase that we're seeing here as well?
It is. You know, one of the big impacts that we end up seeing as a highway patrol is a higher incident of marijuana impaired driving on the highways, and that's obviously not safe. It's impaired driving of any type is not safe, and we've seen an increase over the years. And that's one of the biggest challenging things that we see is the increase in that.
I would imagine, too, because it was legalized, people don't understand the potency of some of these various strands of marijuana or different, you know, forms of it. And so they might have a tendency to overuse it and then get on the roads, right?
Yeah, so it's definitely that market has definitely changed. You know, when I started, we weren't getting high concentration THC marijuana around much. It was lower dose, and people kind of knew what they were getting. Well, now you have extracts and everything else that are very high potency, and oftentimes people don't know the dosing of it, and they don't know what effects to expect, and they don't change their behavior, and then they end up on the roads when they shouldn't.
Yeah, that's right. All right, stand by. Quick break. More with Colonel Sager right after this, and then our next segment, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Action. We'll have Henry Kriegel right after this as well. Stand by. This is very cool. Sugar Sean O'Malley. He's a Helena, Montana native. He's the world champion bantamweight UFC fighter. I'll be at UFC 300 this Saturday night. Hey, but here in Montana, the Fusion fights are Friday night in Great Falls. And Sugar Sean is going to be in the house with some of his fighters. I'll tell you what, the Fusion Fight League events, if you've never been to them, Great Falls Friday, and then right around the corner, Billings and Bozeman. Fusion Fight League, check them out on social media.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I should go down and see Brad. Brad at Rand's Custom Hats, right down the street from our studios here. He's got a white Ford Bronco. I should go see if I can borrow the keys and just go drive down the interstate at like 40 miles an hour today. I don't know if you guys heard the news. O.J. Simpson passed away, 76 years old. Yeah, that news hit the top of the hour news breaks, at least on our Billings radio station. So you probably heard something similar in your news break. But yeah, wow. We are going to take a break of what will soon be the wall-to-wall O.J. Simpson coverage on the cable news networks and focusing in here on Montana topics. But before we get to our friend Henry Kriegel, I want to go back to Colonel Kurt Sager here, Attorney General. Austin Knutson has graciously relinquished all of his time to the Highway Patrol Colonel here. We were talking about hiring and just the real need for manpower at the MHP. Give a quick summary of the benefits of being in the Highway Patrol, not just, you know, the pride of wearing the uniform and the men and women to your left and right, but just some of the other benefits that are out there as well, and then how people can apply, if you don't mind.
Yeah. You know, we have just a ton of freedom in our job to make decisions as to what we want to do day to day. And we can go see the beautiful state. We can go out and hit the roadways, and go meet people, go help out with whether it be stranded motorists or other departments that that need help. And really, we don't have a day-to-day necessary routine that we have to go accomplish. And our area is large that we get to work, so that gives us a ton of freedom on what we want to go do for that day and how we can best help Montana citizens. And obviously, being a state agency, you can kind of end up being stationed, you know, all across the state wherever you want, because we do cover border to border, north, south, east, west. So depending on, you know, what part of the state you want to work in, you can have that opportunity to get there. And so that is definitely a nice thing that we bring to the table. And, you know, we've got some of the other benefits. We have take-home cars. You have your own car. You're not having to share a car with anybody.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, because oftentimes we're called out in the middle of the night, and we need to be able to get to our car and go handle a crash or go handle whatever it is.
Plus, it's nice for the neighborhood to see a little law enforcement vehicle sitting there just in case anybody wants to come through and mess around, shall we say.
Yeah, sure. So it does. It definitely provides provides some neighborhood security, and people enjoy generally having us in neighborhoods, and that helps. And you know, we are consistently hiring. We do a couple big hiring cycles a year, just because we have training at the academy and our advanced academy training that we have to go through. So it's not a always hiring cycle, but people can show interest for being put on the list to be notified when our next hiring cycle is coming about. And one of the best ways to find that is through our website. It's DOJMT.gov /Highway Patrol. And that person can navigate from there through recruitment. equipment and find out, you know, what it takes to become a trooper. And really, our requirements are high school education and a desire to come work hard.
Well, thanks for your time and thanks for your service and thanks for dropping in. Great to catch up with you, and Godspeed to all the men and women of the Montana Highway Patrol. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. We appreciate your support.
All right. Next up, and we've got a, like I say, as I'm getting ready to head to UFC 300 down in Vegas, thanks to our friends from the Fusion Fight League. We're packing a lot in here on this Thursday morning. David Noble in the house tomorrow with a great program ready to roll for you. Next up, our friend Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity. Henry, good to hear from you today. I like the scene setter you gave us yesterday, too.
Oh, I love coming on your show, Aaron. You know that.
Well, I know how it is, man. If I was sitting back listening to a show like this, I'd be like, oh, that's it. I'm calling in right now. Hey, I think I joked about this yesterday with you. I can't remember. So, you know this latest Chuck Schumer, John Tester attack ad against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy? You know the one that has this rancher from Power, Montana? So the guy in the ad, in the Chuck Schumer attack ad, is criticizing Tim Sheehy and Greg Putnam, two Navy SEAL veterans, for promoting and marketing their ranch and their beef by selling hoodies and trucker hats and coffee cups. I don't know if you saw it via Twitter earlier this morning, but I found that guy's ranch on a couple of coffee cups. So it's like, oh my goodness, here we go, another hypocrite in one of these phony attack ads.
Yes, I did see that this morning, Aaron, on X, Twitter, now known as Twitter, and I did repost it on my own account, and I added something, I commented on yours, and that is, the Washington Post is now trying to dig up another story to attack Tim Sheehy by calling someone who served with him in Iraq, I believe. And the reporter tried calling the guy's wife twice to try to get some dirt on Tim Sheehy. This is how low these people are stooping, the people on the left. I knew intuitively. That rancher was a Democrat activist. You exposed him as someone who contributed to the Bullock for President campaign, and someone who has been who sells his own swag, coffee mugs, etc. He's a major Democrat donor. So let's not pull the wool over our eyes. Let's not try to pull the wool over Montana's eyes. We're much much smarter than that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I actually chatted with, I think, his daughter, and she says, well, we don't sell the coffee mugs, but, and I said, well, yeah, but do you have a problem with other ranchers who do market their ranch? No, that's great. And so it's like, well, yeah, but that's not what your dad said in this Chuck Schumer attack ad. So it's just phony. Yeah, he has a laundry list of Democrat campaign contributions, but it's just sickening that they're now harassing spouses. They're now harassing spouses of military veterans to try to stab a veteran in the back with these phony, fake attempted hit pieces here.
Yeah, and good for you, Aaron, for pointing that out about this rancher who was attacking Tim Sheehy. Good for you, man. You're the only guy in the media who's actually pointed that out, actually dug a little deep in the background of these so-called ranchers who are attacking Tim Sheehy for not having been born in the state of Montana, but coming here and creating great-paying jobs, making his wealth here in Montana, having a cattle ranch that has 2,000 head, trying to build a meat processing plant so cattle ranchers can retain more of their hard earnings. I mean, come on, how could you argue with that? But beyond that, my friend, it just speaks to the fact that these people on the left are desperate. We know that Tim Sheehy is an extremely formidable candidate. They've got a lot of money, and they're going to try to control the media.
Yeah.
And I just wanted, if you don't want to mind me pointing out the fact that I got my second mailer yesterday of the so-called Montana Independent.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking about this. This is, it looks like a normal newspaper. They are mailing this to people's mailboxes, and they're making it look like a real newspaper, but it is entirely fake news. But then again, the Billings Gazette and other outlets are mostly fake news anymore too. But this one truly is. It's a dark money funded a political campaign mailer designed to look like a newspaper, right?
You don't have to dig very deep to discover that the group behind this is the American Independent Foundation. And the folks who actually run that group are connected with whether it was a former president of Media Matters. The other guy was worked for Harry Reid when he was the Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat, a really nasty Democrat. You don't have to go too deep to find out that this is just a front. So why isn't the mainstream media covering this thing? They would never let a conservative or a libertarian to pose as an independent organization publishing this kind of a rag, which is a complete puff piece for John Tester and an attack piece against Tim Sheehy and Greg Gianforte and those on the right of center. The mainstream media is derelict in their duty for not reporting the real deal about who is the Montana independent, who is behind them, what are their political connections, are they truly independent, or are they just an attack piece put out by leftist progressive Democrats. The latter is the truth. But you won't hear about it other than on this radio station and through you. You won't hear about it in mainstream media because they don't want to dig deep. They are basically rallying around John Tester trying to provide support for his campaign. You got the Washington Post trying to come out with a second attack piece. And we have to immune our supporters, particularly those who are in the center, that this is just the beginning of what's to come now through November. The Democrats and their machine are going to try to find any point of possible vulnerability and weakness within the leading candidate for the Republicans and go after them full bore. And we have to be ready for that. The truth of the matter is that no matter how much they attack Tim Sheehy about what happened up at Glacier National Park or whatever, the truth of the matter is that Tim Sheehy served this nation with distinction. He's a Purple Heart recipient. He's a bronze medal with a valor with honor, which is a higher level than just a regular bronze medal with valor. And that is indisputable.
He
is a Navy SEAL team leader with hundreds of missions around the world. And where was John Tester after 9/11? I'll tell you where Tim Sheehy was. He enlisted and became a Navy SEAL and fought for our country with distinction. And now he wants to fight for us back in D.C. And no attack on him will diminish his distinguished military career. And we should never let that get in the way with a young, honorable, successful entrepreneur, businessman, family man of four, and serving this country yet again.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. So, I mentioned this before on the program. So I received two bronze stars for service. And I don't want to downplay that. Now, my men, my soldiers deserve that more than I did, but because I was the officer in charge, I got it. A bronze star for valor is a much different deal. As Henry pointed out, that is for particular valorous actions. That's what Tim Sheehy received. I've got the citation in front of me now because the Washington Post is trying to publish another hit piece. Wait till you hear this. Plus, Greg Putnam coming up right after this. Henry Kriegel, thanks for your time.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
The American Association of Bovine Practitioners is recommending a new name for the illness that has been making dairy cows sick in several states. That new name being bovine influenza A virus. In a letter written by veterinarians, they stated the illness seen recently in dairy cows should be called BIAV instead of how it's been called, highly pathogenic avian influenza or bird flu in cattle. The experts say while the virus is the same, it has different symptoms in cattle, and thus they want to make sure the name reflects this virus in cattle. The virus isolated from the affected dairy cows has been identified as avian influenza type A H5N1. While this virus causes high morbidity and mortality in birds, it does not have the same effect on cattle. Because of this, the veterinarians believe that it should not be referred to as avian or bird flu, rather bovine influenza A. Also, just a reminder for youth interested in getting a start in the cattle business, the Nile Stock Show's Nile Merit Heifer Program, which is a live animal scholarship where recipients receive a heifer calf to help them get a start in the business, is accepting applications for the 2024 through 2025 year. Applications will be accepted no later than June 30th. Visit thenile.org for details. I'm Wayne Northland.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So imagine being a Montanan, imagine being a rancher, imagine being a military veteran, and you're back here in Montana checking on cows, going to work day in and day out. You've served your country honorably. And then all of a sudden, using millions of dollars in dark money from guys like Chuck Schumer, some out-of-state left-wing dark money group comes in, or even a right-wing dark money group. Imagine somebody comes in here and starts falsely attacking you and starts trashing you and taking shots at you, and you don't get to do anything about it. Maybe send an email, maybe call and complain. You don't get to do squat about it. Well, I'll tell you what. You know what you can do is we will give you time to be able to respond to these garbage phony attacks. Millions of dollars from all these other, you know, jack wagons from these other states that aren't even here in Montana coming in and attacking you. I want to give you the microphone, just like we give everybody the microphone every day on the show here. And so it's going to be such an honor here in just a second. We're going to catch up with Greg Putnam. He's in Martinsdale, Montana right now. He is a Navy SEAL teammate of Tim Sheehy's. And they are teammates once again with the Little Belt Cattle Company, the same Little Belt Cattle Company that is being attacked by Chuck Schumer and John Tester in this dark money attack ad, and really laughably so. I mean, you just have to laugh at the stupidity of this ad. First, though, let's sneak in a phone call. Lee in Billings, you wanted to jump in on something that Henry Kriegel was talking about. Lee, thanks for the call.
Well, you're welcome, man. Glad to call in. Calling about this flyer in the mail, is Montana Independent. I think everyone should read it, and I think there's some political things that they could turn around and use back on Tester. And it says Montana received federal grant to reconstruct nine pipe corridor. First paragraph announced Montana will be sent $74 million grant to aid in the construction of segment highway 93. That is the nine pipe corridor on the Flathead Indian Reservation, but it's only 2.9 miles long, and they want to put $74 million into this? I mean, how's that justified?
It's a beautiful area, right? Yeah, beautiful area. Well, the other thing is, too, is, okay, we are $35 trillion in debt. We're adding $1 trillion there, and I shouldn't say we. They're adding $1 trillion every 100 days to our national debt. I mean, talk about, you know, putting us on the verge of collapse. And yet, despite all of this massive, massive spending, they still haven't addressed the infrastructure issues dealing with St. Mary and the Milk River and the massive water project that supports all of agriculture and clean water, drinking water for towns all along Highway 2. They gave all this money to Ukraine, all these other places, and still haven't taken care of the important priorities back here in Montana. And this is the same John Tester that's opened our borders in giving your money to illegal aliens and using your VA personnel to process health care claims for illegal aliens, giving all this money to all these other people, and then making you pay more for everything else, right? It's just outrageous. And then on top of that, he'll come here and attack people who've served their country, people who are building this country. On that front, let's go to our friend Greg Putnam. And Greg, man, I've known Greg Putnam for a number of years. What an incredible guy. He's a Navy SEAL veteran. He's been a big part of volunteering in support of Warriors in Quiet Waters. We both serve on the National Advisory Board. I think actually, because you're smarter than me, you're not just an advisory board. I think you're an actual board member. But anyway, Greg, man, what was your reaction when you saw this Chuck Schumer-funded attack ad going against your Navy SEAL teammate, Tim Sheehy? Greg, are you there? I'm not hearing you. You might be on mute. Okay, we might have to
can
get
you hear
him. Oh, yeah, go ahead. We got you now, yeah.
Hey, sorry about that. Hey, thanks a lot, Aaron, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, what was your reaction to this Chuck Schumer attack ad attacking your ranch?
Well, so obviously our ranch and our business was attacked in this very negative campaign ad by John Tester and his campaign. And I think the biggest thing here, from my perspective, is that, you know, Tim and I started this business together, but this business is independent from the campaign. They're not attacking Tim on any of his policies or anything that would relate to him in the current position that he is campaigning for. Instead, they attacked an independent business that he's involved in, and so am I, with a number of other, you know, employees and people that work for us, and they came after our business, and that's something that I have a real problem with, especially a business that, you know, supposedly stands for all the things that John Tester walks around telling everybody that he's in support of: veterans, you know, rural communities, jobs, and keeping agriculture land in agriculture. Things that we do as a business that, you know, he walks around telling everybody he's in support of, but then comes back and attacks a company that's doing those very things.
Yeah. I want to start with a big number here, just to catch people's attention right off the bat here. So one of the attack lines, one of the phony attacks in this TV ad against Tim Sheehy here is they got this guy who is a partisan Democrat who's donated to a laundry list of Democrat Act Blue donations. He even donated to Bullock for president, which you just got to have fun laughing at that one, right? But the guy is saying, oh, Tim Sheehy, you know, markets his ranch with trucker hats and pink hoodies and coffee mugs. I found a photo of that guy's ranch logo on some coffee cups. So the guy is a gigantic hypocrite here.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know what's funny, Aaron, is the only difference between his coffee cups and ours is our business is actually relevant and people want to support us and buy our products.
Well, you've got an incredible Instagram following. Am I right? Is it your wife that does all your social media? Because you guys have a really cool Little Belt Cattle Company Instagram page, and you just get really creative with your social media as well.
Yeah, thank you. No, we've wanted to give people a look at what our ranching and our operation looks like. I mean, we have a very multifaceted ranch-based business that does a number of different things, from cow-calf operation to yearlings, to, you know, we sell bred cattle, we are partnered on a feed yard, and we sell fat cattle. And then probably the thing we're most proud of is we started a vertically integrated local supply chain of 100% Montana beef that puts Montana beef back into Montana and into our communities. We've got our beef in schools. We've worked with the NRDC. We work with a number of charitable organizations to include Montana stock growers. Every year we put a steer into the cattle drive program, and we were also the number one buyer of steers out of that program that went right into our beef program. So here we are doing all these things with this very multi-tiered agricultural business, and they get this guy, you know, at a time when the veteran community, because I don't know if you know this, but Tim B from the commercial is a veteran. But at a time when the veteran community and the ag community need to be sticking together and building each other up, here's this guy that's punching down on us. And, you know, he's walking around like this tough guy and, you know, kind of the second-rate Dale Brisby screaming out, "You ain't no rancher." And here's this guy that, you know, I want to know what he's done that's so great and all the things that he's given back to and how many people he employs. But yet he's got, you know, here's a guy that walked into a family operation after getting out of the military. He should know how hard it is to get started in this space and in this business. And he should know how hard it is to, you know, for veterans to come back and rejoin their communities. But yet he's going to punch down on Tim and I for trying, you know, to build a business in this space that we think is doing a lot of great things in the state.
That's what really tipped me off. That's what really set me off is this guy is out there saying, okay, if you're a Navy SEAL or a logistician, a supply clerk in the Army, I don't care what you did to serve your country, you go off and serve your country. And then you say, okay, I'm getting out of the military. Now I want to get into agriculture. I want to get into farming. I want to get into ranching. This guy is going to say, you ain't a real rancher. How many of these ranches in Montana were started by somebody who just got home from war? And that's how fifth generation ranches are still in existence today, because somebody came home from war, from serving their country, and said, I want to be in agriculture. In agriculture, you hear this all the time. They want young people in agriculture. But here's this jerk career partisan hack. Oh, you ain't a real rancher because you sell merchandise. Great. You told me you guys made $100,000 to make profitability for your ranch just by selling merchandise. Every ranch should be doing this if they're not already.
Yeah, and I think every ranch should be looking at creative ways to, you know, drive revenue into these for-profit businesses, which we are. And, you know, this guy had to work out in town to supplement his ranch business, but somehow he has a problem with us having a number of different revenue streams that ultimately drive together to support not only our business, but a number of employees, to include veterans who we hire. We hire folks into rural communities, and we're doing all these things that John Tester claims that he stands for, yet he's going to attack.
And Tester's going to put it, and Tester's trying to put a knife in your back. It's shameful. Greg Putnam, hold that thought. I got to take a quick break here. Stand by.
Yo. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, great point by Nathan in Billings. Nathan in Billings messaged us on the Montana Talks app. Chuck Schumer and this guy in the ad, they're trying to say that Tim Sheehy is trying to buy this seat. Tester is the one with almost unlimited out-of-state funds. So who is trying to buy the seat? Very clear that Chuck Schumer and John Tester are trying to buy this off. Greg Putnam, Navy SEAL veteran, Little Belt Cattle Company, Martinsdale, Montana. Man, you know, I hope you got some extra pink hoodies because, you know, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night is always a popular rodeo event. I've gotten a ton of messages from our listeners who are like, now I need they want some merchandise now. So I hope you're fully stocked here.
Yeah, we are. You know, I think it's funny, again, here's the party that's supposed to be, you know, for the people and for women and for anti-bullying and all these things. But yet they're going to come and attack us about selling pink hoodies and having a women's line of apparel. You know, what's the deal with that? You know, if this is on the other, you know, side and Republicans came out with an ad like this, they'd be hit immediately for being sexist and all the other claims that they make. But yet it's perfectly acceptable for these hypocrites to come out against us and make fun of us because we have a women's line of merchandise.
They want men and girls locker rooms. John Tester voted for men and girls locker rooms. This guy in power is supporting men and girls locker rooms, but oh, you sell pink hoodies to help enhance producer profitability. You're bad. Give me a break.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about those? You know, I have three daughters. Tim has two daughters, and you know, we employ a number of women, and they like pink hoodies, and they want merch that they can wear around and proudly represent our business as well. And our daughters helped design those, so we're proud of those pink hoodies, and we're going to keep selling them all day.
And your daughters can do more pull-ups than that guy can, I'd almost guarantee it. I know Tim Sheehy's wife, Carmen, can do more pull-ups than him. So, well, what else do you want to say? Because like I say, man, it's totally unfair that you get falsely attacked by millions of dollars from the, you know, Chuck Schumer and John Tester, and then have really no way other than shows like this to be able to respond. And we know that the full court press by the fake news press is just going to continue attacking you guys. So what do you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I just think there's obviously a pile of misinformation in these ads, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. You know, the merchandise component of our business is one very small enterprise. Our business is all made up of, you know, our working ranch-based business. And so, you know, again, for these guys to come in and call us out for doing all the things that they claim that they're in support of, it's very clear that they're not. And I think they expect for people not to be able to respond and not to have a platform. And all this money and all these PACs and all these people that are behind the scenes, you know, thinking that they have carte blanche to say whatever they want about the hardworking people in Montana, and that there's going to be no repercussions or nobody's going to call them back out, you know, on their hypocrisy. I really appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, I just think it's the most important thing for me is that they came out and attacked a business that supports hiring veterans, rural jobs, keeping ag ground in agriculture in the state of Montana, new people coming in to agriculture after serving this country. But yet that's not good enough for these guys. And they're going to attack our business and attack the people that work for us, that we employ, whose livelihoods depend on the success of our business.
I shared the full citation, the full narrative here for his Bronze Star for Valor, signed by, I believe, the Chief of Naval Operations. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, you can read it for yourself if you want to know a little bit more about Tim Sheehy. But Greg Putnam, you guys don't just run Little Bell Cattle Company together. You guys were on the SEAL teams together. Who is Tim Sheehy? Because it sounds like the word we got earlier this week is he's a guy who would take a, not only would take a bullet for his men, but he did.
Listen, I worked with Tim and have worked with Tim since 2013. Tim's an exceptional leader in the SEAL teams. He was one of the best officers to work for and work with. He always had his men, you know, in as the number one priority in any of the decision making that he made. You know, Tim has served this country honorably and proudly, and the fact that these guys are coming after him, you know, again, I think Tim's coming after the heart of some of these things that John Tester relies on. Veterans, which is a complete farce. He's coming after, you know, rural and in the ag community areas that John Tester obviously had a lot of support. And people are starting to see that John Tester is not who he says he is. And I can tell you right now that Tim Sheehy is. And you can see by the fact that they don't attack him on any sort of policy-based, you know, issues. It's all based on personal ads aimed to hurt him and his businesses and anybody associated with those business, regardless of their association with the campaign, just shows how low these guys are willing to go. And frankly, I don't think there's any depth that John Tester and the people that are supporting him are willing not to go to potentially try to win this election.
Yeah, I think the fundamental question, I think, you know, we have a failed leadership in America, not just in Washington, not just in our government agencies. We have failed leadership in corporate America right now. And the question for Washington, the question for corporate America, the question for our schools is, do we want leaders that will throw your sons and daughters under the bus in order to advance their own careers? Or do we want leaders who would take a bullet for your sons and daughters? That's the question here. We're just about out of time. 10 seconds. Go ahead, Greg Putnam.
10 seconds. All right. Hey, if you support hard work, dedication, never quit attitude, and you're not going to let anybody deter you from going after your dream, and you want to buy and support Little Belt Cattle Company and wear our merchandise,